listening to the podcast of Hillside Christian Fellowship. We hope and pray that you are encouraged by today's message.
Now, I've just got to share this before I hand over the rest of the introduction to Stephen Allen, is that when I met Vladimir at the door, he was very easy to pick out. The tall one with the yarmulke. He's easy to pick out at the door. I hugged him, and I felt like I just had a family reunion. You ever get that feeling? Now, part of it might be that we may actually have family heritage. I'm from a Russian Jewish background. That's my heritage, so maybe we are related somehow. But I felt like I'd hugged a brother that I hadn't seen for a long time. There's something, we rarely invite ministries that we don't know into Hillside, because I just feel like we have to be careful with, there's a lot of weird stuff out there. And so we stepped out on a limb at the Norris's recommendation. I trust them. I said, now, because I trust them and I trust God, we'll have them in. And that's a hard thing. As soon as I hugged this man, I felt like this is it. The Lord is in this. And they carry such a sweetness about them. I'm going to get out of the way because I want you to experience it too. So Stephen, this is Stephen Singley. He's not from Belarus. He's from Massachusetts, which you'll know in about five words when he opens his mouth. But he's a really sweet brother. We've had some great conversations on the phone, and I'm going to pass on the rest of the introduction to you, and the service is all yours.
Oh, thank you very much. Can you travel with us, and I don't have to travel anymore, and you can introduce them? In Messianic congregations throughout the United States and the world, when they meet on Saturday on Shabbat, they would say Shabbat Shalom Mishpahar, meaning Sabbath peace to God's family. So Shabbat Shalom Mishpahar. One word on Volodya. When I met him in 2002, his name is Teddy Bear. And you met the teddy bear. Does anybody know anything about the country called Belarus? Does anybody know where Belarus is? Okay, a few. Well, Russia, Ukraine is south of Belarus. Russia is to the north. The Baltic states are the other way in Poland. So they're landlocked. And Belarus is still under, they have a president, and they have elections, but their president is considered the last dictator of Europe. They still have the KGB. And it's a country that is very difficult to minister in. It's very poor, but God is doing wonderful things in this country. And I just want to tell you a little bit about Belarus. Is when Western Europe was pushing Jewish people towards the east, well, the Russians sort of said, you have to stop here. And that was basically Belarus, Poland. They mixed borders. And anybody ever seen the movie Fiddler on the Roof? That was Belarus 150 years ago. Yiddish was the second language. They had all kinds of newspapers. When the war began, and during the war, Belarus lost 800,000 Jews were exterminated in Belarus. The country lost one-fourth of their population. And so when Stuart Winograd and his wife, and he was a Messianic rabbi up in Syracuse, New York, 23 years ago, felt the call of God to go shepherd the lost sheep of the house of Israel in Belarus, they knew they were going to encounter many Holocaust survivors. And so when they arrived in Belarus, not knowing the language, with their four children between ages of 8 and 14, he first met with the leadership of the Holocaust survivors. And this is what he said to him. I'm a Jewish boy from Brooklyn, New York. I never went to synagogue except for the holidays. But at age 24, the Messiah of Israel made himself known to me. We would call him Jesus. In Hebrew, it's Yeshua. And he said, he's changed my life, and he has asked me to come and to serve you. And then he said something which is very unusual. He said, I hope someday that you will all know the Messiah. That's not the unusual part, that you will come to know him as I know him. But I want you to understand, if you never come to the faith that I have, we will serve you and love you to your last breath on earth. They began a congregation. Congregation where Volodya and Yulia and the boys attend, their leaders in the congregation. It's a congregation of about 250 people, about 60% Jewish, 60-40 is the balance. And they've been serving survivors, elderly, and orphans for all these years. 3 years ago, the Holocaust Society came to them and said, look at Stuart, we're getting old. We can't take care of ourselves. We don't have home in health care services. Would your congregation serve us? And so 40 volunteers started serving 100 survivors. And in these last 3 years, 44 survivors have met their Messiah. Some just before moments of the death. And so this is a ministry that can be summed up when Yeshua said to his disciples, after they were on the way, after the Passover meal, they're on the way to Gethsemane, and they're still fighting who's going to be the greatest. And Yeshua said, who is greater, the one who sits at the table or the one who serves? And of course, human terms, it's the one who sits at the table. But Yeshua, Jesus said, but I choose to serve. So you young ladies that did the missionary work this week, you were carrying out, you were the hands and the face and the voice of your Messiah, your Savior. Thank you very much for that. And so we have some good things to share with you. We will show a video in a few minutes. But at this time, I do want you to understand, the name of our ministry is called Reach Initiative International. You all received a brochure, and Rabbi Stuart Winograd and his wife send greetings to you. They hope someday they can come and meet you, Pastor. And they say, thank you for allowing us to come. But I want you to understand, though this is a Jewish ministry, I'm the token Gentile. And so on that word, Volodya, Yulia, are you ready? All right, we will show that first video first on the comfort for Holocaust survivors. It will be in Russian, but there are subtitles. It's about 3 minutes, and then they'll come up and share.
Спасибо большое вашей общине за помощь, что меня не забывают, что меня опекают, молятся за мое здоровье. И все, самое лучшее пожелание. Они помогали в свое время моей сестре, но она уже умерла, сестра. Очень много помогали. И сейчас они ко мне ходят и... Я их всех люблю и жду всегда с удовольствием.
Виктория очень часто звонит, приходит и уделяет внимание. И то, что вы делаете, это неоценимый вклад. Час, который вы здесь у меня, он дороже мне, чем целый день, когда я сижу один в большой этой хате.
подарок. Но самое важное – это не сам подарок, а то, что оказывает внимание.
Сохраняю все открытки, все поздравления, которые Стюарт и Шанталь нам присылают. Вот это что такое Брит Хаташа? А это за все годы открытки, поздравительные. Мы больше узники, ни от кого их не получаем.
Приходит ко мне, ну, бывает, несколько раз в неделю. Мы с ней тут пьем чай, читаем Библию. Она мне приносит литературу, которую мне открыла глаза на многие вещи. Я, будучи офицером, я занимался, у меня была нагрузка такая, занимался атеизмом. Сейчас я от этого отказался, но я верю в Бога. Я знаю, что Бог один, я знаю, что у него Сын Божий есть. Я им всем доверяю.
I just want to make one comment. That gentleman was an officer in the Soviet forces. He was an atheist. And it wasn't until he was 90 years old that they received his name and they began to visit him. And he said, you know, I will never change. And then after about a year, they got him to come to the congregation. And he would love this congregation because he would play with all the babies. He'd tickle their feet. And the next thing you know, the Messiah met him. And I think at 93, he went home to the Lord. And there's no age, no moment that God can't rescue us. And it was just because they served.
Okay, shalom. Greetings to your dear family. It's an honor for us to be here, and we're going to start with the old Jewish prayer. The words of this prayer from Psalm of David: for the sake of my brothers and friends, I say peace to you. For the sake of the house of our God, I wish best for you, Jerusalem.
Thank you.
let's sing together. I hope you know the song, Hine Matofumanem. If not, we can learn it now. How good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together. Хорошо и приятно жить всем братьям вместе. It's in Russian. Как хорошо и приятно жить всем братьям вместе. Как хорошо жить одной семьёю. Одной семьёй. Now in Hebrew. Хине матов уманаим шевет ахим гам яха. Хине матов уманаим шевет ахим гам яха. Хине матов шевет ахим гам яха. Hold how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together. Behold how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together. Na 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 na. It's simple words. Behold how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together. Behold how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together. Hine matov, na 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 na. Hine matov, hine matov, hine matov, na 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 na. Behold how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together. Behold how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together. Hine matov, hine matov, na 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 na. Hine matov, hine matov, na 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 na. How good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together. Amen.
Шалом, дорогие друзья.
Shalom, dear friends.
Вы знаете, что такое шалом?
Do you know what shalom means? Peace.
Peace. Okay. Это хорошее слово.
It's a very good word.
Когда Иисус входил в дом,
when Jesus walked in the room,
он говорил шалом.
He would say shalom.
Он уже желал мира.
Already he was wishing peace,
любви,
love,
и радости.
And joy.
Как трудно радоваться посреди обстоятельств.
It sometimes can be really difficult to be joyful while you have a lot of circumstances.
И я вижу, тут сидят очень серьезные люди.
And I see there are many serious people here.
Но самый серьезный среди вас — это я.
But you know, the most serious person that's here is me.
Двадцать два года назад.
22 years ago.
Господь нашел меня.
God found me.
Я пришел на проповедь Стюарта.
I came
винограда.
To Stuart's Vinograd preaching service.
И там говорили, что надо покаяться.
And I heard something about repentance.
Я посмотрел на себя.
I looked at myself.
Ну, надо быть честным.
Well, you have to be honest.
Я сказал, конечно, да, у меня есть проблемы.
I said that, of course, I have problems.
Я сказал, Иисусу, прости.
And I said to Jesus, forgive me, please.
Но самое настоящее прости было потом.
But the main forgive me was a while ago.
Через два года.
After 2 years.
Я ходил на встречу к раввину, мы встречали шаббаты.
I went to Rabbi's our pastor's house. We would celebrate Shabbat there.
Шаббаты начинались с пятницы вечера.
They start from Friday night.
И самое главное.
And the most important.
Там можно было вкусно покушать.
Why I went there? Because you could eat there very good food. Really good food.
У меня были друзья,
I had friends,
которые кушали быстрее, чем я.
That ate way faster than I did.
И я подумал, зачем мы их приглашаем?
Why are they keep inviting those people?
Они все съедают очень быстро.
They eat everything really quickly.
Но
But
Бог любил и тех, кто быстро кушал.
But God loves those who eat fast.
И кто медленно кушает.
Those who eat slow.
И даже он любит тех, кто постится.
And even he loves people who are fasting.
Вы поститесь? Нет?
Do you fast? Да. Да, они да.
Это только в Америке не постятся. Приезжайте в Беларусь, мы будем с вами поститься.
Come to Belarus, we will fast with you together.
У нас был ретрит недавно со Стюартом.
We had a retreat with Stuart not long ago.
И мы взяли всей общины, наша община насчитывает где-то около 250 человек.
We took our congregation, it's about
250 человек.
250 people there.
Maybe more.
Maybe more.
И
мы
взяли пост.
We took fast. We started to fast.
От пустых разговоров.
From empty talk.
От критики.
Critics.
От ропота.
From I don't know.
Все плохо, все неплохо.
From saying everything is bad.
Bad.
Yeah. From that kind of.
It's not good. Yes. It's not good. Вот. И вы знаете, это оказался самый трудный пост.
It was the most difficult fasting ever.
Потому что Бог говорит, возлюбите меня всем сердцем, разумом, душой.
God says, love me with all your heart, soul and mind.
Бога возлюбить и возлюбите друг друга.
Love God and love each other.
Давайте мы повернемся друг к другу, скажем шалом.
Turn to each other and say shalom.
И посмотрите в глаза друг другу.
And look at each other's
eyes. Не убирайте быстро глаза.
Don't turn away.
Скажите шалом.
Say shalom.
Шалом. 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 Обычно говорят так шалом.
Usually people say shalom like that.
Шалом. Это не шалом.
It's not peace. It's not shalom.
Это какой-то страх.
Some kind of fear.
Мы с вами свободные.
We are free people.
Свободные любить.
Free to love.
Прощать.
Forgive.
Благословлять.
Bless.
Радоваться.
Be joyful.
Ходить в победе.
Walk in victory.
Торжествовать в Его славе.
And rejoice in His slava, mom. Glory.
Давид, царь Давид.
King David.
Он даже танцевал.
He was even dancing
пред Господом.
Before the Lord.
Он никого не боялся.
He wasn't afraid of anyone.
Совершал ли он грех?
Was he sinning?
Да.
Yes.
Но он делал покаяние.
But he was fast and repentant.
Возвращался к Господу и опять танцевал.
Got back to the Lord and then again danced.
Я хочу вас пригласить в путешествие.
I would like to invite you in journey.
Мы вообще не водим хороводы.
In our congregation we dance a lot.
И это очень интересно. У вас есть кто-нибудь лидер танцев?
Very
лидер танцев.
Very interesting. Is there any leader that's leading dance worship?
А кто смелый?
Who is brave?
Кто может нас повести в хороводе?
Who can lead the dance?
У вас очень... О, супер! У вас... Don't fear. Freedom. It's very simple. О, oh, two, three, wow! Okay. Okay, me first. Follow me, please. After me come back, you go. Okay. No, up, down, up, down. No, go. У вас очень много места, мне нравится ваше здание. Потому что когда я увидел ваше место, я сказал,
вау!
Здесь можно прославлять Бога всем своим сердцем, разумом, душой и даже в танце. Перед тем, как сюда прилететь, в Америку,
right before I came to America,
я не танцевал в самолете.
I wasn't really dancing on the plane.
За 4 часа
for 4 hours,
мне стало очень плохо.
I felt really not good.
У меня начал самолет крутиться вот так вот.
The plane in my head started to shift like that.
И я начал падать.
And I started to fall.
И много людей собралось.
There were many people around me.
И я не мог открывать глаза, я только чуть-чуть слышал.
I could hear a little bit, but I couldn't open my eyes. I don't know what happened.
И я даже подумал, если я упаду,
I started to think, even if I will go down,
я надеюсь, я пойду к Господу.
I hope I'll go up to the Lord afterwards.
Но я подумал потом, что у меня дети еще
but
есть.
Then I thought that I still have children and
и много в самолете людей.
That I care about, and there were many people on the plane as well. So.
И я хочу прославить с вами Господа.
So I would like to worship the Lord with you together.
За то, что мы не туда пойдем.
So that we will not go there.
Что мы пойдем туда, на небеса.
We'll go in heaven.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O God Most High, to proclaim your love and faithfulness all the day and through the night. You make me glad by your deeds, O Lord, so I sing for joy at all your hands have made. How great are your works, O Lord, Elohim Baruch Hashem. La 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 in your courts, O Lord, there's a flourish like trees of Lebanon, planted in the house of Adonai, there to live forevermore. Na 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 na. It is good to praise the Lord. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O God Most High, to proclaim your love and faithfulness all the day and through the night. La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lord.
You are my Lord, and there is no one else like you. You are wonderful, O King of kings, and all my spirit will exalt you, Lord. For when I see your deeds, all of your wonders deeds, I am consumed with joy and I will sing. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah to the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah to the Lord. Славлю я тебя сердцем моим, милостив Хашем к детям своим. Славлю я тебя, ты любовь моя, будь превознесен, Мелех ха-Машиах. Благословен Господь, благословен наш Бог, благословен наш царь Иешуа ха-Машиах. Благословен Господь, благословен наш Бог, благословен наш царь Иешуа ха-Машиах. Up your soul, praise the God of Jacob with your song. Stand up with me, lift up your soul, sing to the King of Israel. Stand up with me, lift up your soul, praise the God of Jacob with your song. Stand up with me, lift up your soul, sing to the King of Israel. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lord. 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 Oh, how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together. Oh, how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Abba, hallelujah to the Lord. That your joy is our strength. Thank you.
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah to the Lord.
Hallelujah, glory to you, Lord. Oh, glory to you, God.
Thank you.
Blessed he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless your holy name, Yeshua. We thank you for all you have done for us. For your life in us and through us. Blessed he who comes in the name of the Lord. Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. Baruch haba, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. Eloheinu Baruch haba, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. Who was and is and is to come. Forever you will reign. Who was and is to come. Forever you will
имя, да? Это на иврите.
When Yulia sang Yeshua, it's in Hebrew.
Переводится спасение.
The translation is salvation.
Ну, мы его называем Иисус.
We call him Jesus.
А на иврите она звучит Yeshua.
But in Hebrew, it sounds Yeshua.
И вот мне позвонили один раз и сказали, что умирает.
I had a call one day, and they called me and said that there is a person dying.
Бывший узник гетто.
A Holocaust survivor is dying.
Ему было 90 лет.
He was 90 years old.
Я его хорошо знал.
I knew him really well.
И он был как ребенок.
He was like a kid.
Мы играли на одном, был праздник, мы играли, и он проиграл все конфеты.
There was a Jewish celebration we played, and it's candies, and he lost all his candies.
И как бы вы себя чувствовали, если бы вы проиграли все конфеты?
How would you feel if you would lose all the candies you had in the game?
И вот он, и он пошел.
So he walked like that.
Мы его догоняем
and we are running after him,
и отдаем все ему конфеты.
And gave him all the candies.
И потом мы их вместе кушали.
So, and then he shared with everybody. We ate them all together.
Это было прекрасное время.
It was a wonderful moment.
И вот мне позвонили, я поехал к нему домой.
So, when they called me, I went to his house.
Сказали, что надо молиться.
They told me to pray.
А он еще не пришел к Господу.
But he is not saved yet. He was not saved yet.
Ну, я думаю, что он был где-то уже на подходе.
He was close. Близко. He was close.
И когда я пришел домой, он лежал.
So when I came to his house, he was laying.
Он не шевелился.
In his bed, he couldn't move.
Уже закрытые глаза.
Closed eyes.
И я начал молиться.
I started to pray.
Я позвонил много людей, позвонили мы,
many people to pray for him as well.
Чтобы они тоже молились. И ничего не происходило.
And nothing would happen.
Но Божье присутствие пришло очень быстро.
But God's presence was so powerful.
Дух Святой,
Holy Spirit,
Он не заставил нас долго ждать.
We didn't wait long for him to come.
И как Библия учит нас, что
Израиль,
еврейский народ, это мой первенец. Первенец.
Firstborn.
Child.
Okay.
Yes. И вы знаете, когда ты видишь, что Бог движет своей рукой в направлении этого народа, ты по-особенному что-то внутри переживаешь. Это такое время, это и боль,
it's pain,
это сострадание,
it's compassion,
это милость,
it's mercy,
радость.
Joy.
Почему этот народ выжил?
Why this nation is alive still.
Они умели радоваться посреди обстоятельств.
They could be joyful when there are not so joyful moments in their lives.
И он, этот человек,
and this person,
он видел смерть.
He saw death.
И смерть дышала ему в лицо.
And it was breathing into his eyes.
Много-много раз.
Many, many times.
Это трудно передать словами.
It's hard to explain by words.
Но это была реальная жизнь.
It was a real life.
То, что мы с вами не имеем.
Something we didn't
не имели.
Experience.
И я начал второй раз молиться.
Then I started to pray the second time.
И Божье присутствие еще сильнее приходило.
The Holy Spirit came down even more powerful.
Я подумал, он встанет.
I thought that he's gonna
а он не встал.
Up, but he didn't.
И глаза не открывал.
And he didn't open his eyes still.
И у меня была с тобой флейта.
I had my flute with me.
И я как голос услышал.
And I heard a voice inside of my head.
Играй.
Play.
Я подумал, как я могу человеку thought, играть? Он не смотрит на меня, он не слушает меня.
How can I play in front of a person that's dying almost? Can't really hear me, closed eyes.
Но я подумал, что это был Божий голос.
I thought that it was God's voice.
И нам надо различать, когда Бог говорит, we когда не Бог.
Know when God's speaking to us, when it's not him.
И я взял инструмент и начал играть.
I took my instrument and I started to play.
И вот что я играл.
So I played this melody.
Это мелодия
this melody,
о милости.
About mercy.
Это молитва, еврейская молитва о милости и прощении. О прощении. И уже настолько Бог близко был, и настолько сильно, я просто не мог стоять в Его присутствии. И я ему сказал, просто вот лежащему человеку с закрытыми глазами, его звали Ура, 90 лет. Я сказал, Ура, тебе не надо умирать. За тебя умер Мессия Израиля.
Messiah of Israel already died for you.
Yeshua.
His name is Yeshua.
Он любит тебя.
He loves you.
Он ждет тебя.
He's waiting for you.
Он прощает тебя.
He's forgiving you.
Если ты хочешь его принять в свое сердце, пригласить в свое сердце,
invite him into your heart.
Нажми на мою руку.
Press my hand.
Я поставил
so,
свою руку в другую его руку. Но что интересно, когда я играл,
melody,
одна его рука начала подниматься вверх.
Up.
Это для меня было просто невероятно. И через некоторое время наши руки соединились вместе.
Our hands were together.
И Божья любовь объединила и его.
Embraced us together in him.
И Бог взял его, прижал к себе.
I could feel it.
На следующий день, когда его повезли в больницу,
and when the next day, they brought
он ушел
к
Господу.
Hospital. On the way to the hospital, he went to the Lord.
И на прощание я хочу сыграть марш.
So,
я хочу сыграть марш победы.
Like play,
может
victory.
Быть, в вашей жизни есть трудности. Но я хочу, чтобы вы не отчаивались.
Like
я хочу вас воодушевить.
Like
с Богом мы все можем.
Anything,
все могу в укрепляющем меня Иисусе. Аминь.
Just yet. Okay. And I'm just going to read the scripture.
As Volodya ministered to that man, let's just take a moment for ourselves. And he's going to play that song. And we want to, I want you just to let that music take you to God. Whether you have a burden or you're burdened for somebody else. And just let that song take you to God. So just meditate, shut your eyes, do whatever you do. And I'm going to read Psalm 139 as you bring your burden to the Lord. Okay? Sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there's not a word on my tongue, but before, O Lord, you know it all together. You have hedged me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall hide from you, but the night shines as day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret, and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they were all written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. And when I awake, I'm still with you.
Thank you. That was really rich. I feel full today in so many ways and very tired. Thank you for pouring that ministry out. If you'd like more of that tonight at camp meeting, what time does the service? 7 o'clock tonight at the Lycans Valley camp meeting. They'll be ministering again in that place. So if you can make it, I highly recommend it. What's that? Sure, yeah. Now I got another engagement. Sorry. There are going to be CDs out in the lobby. If you'd like to bring some of that music ministry home with you, by all means, partake of that on your way out. And we're going to take up special offering now to bless this ministry. If you've received, now's your chance to give and pour into their lives and their ministry. So let's just extend our hands to them. And I'm so grateful to God that you were able to come today. Where'd he go? He's very quick. He left. Oh, yeah, come on. You're free from the cage now, my brother. Come on out, Philip. Come forth, Philip. Where's your husband? Oh, you guys can go ahead and take the offering while I'm praying, I guess. Vladimir, did he? All right, maybe he went to the men's room, so I should stop calling attention to it. Well, Father, we're so grateful for Vladimir, Yulia, for David, and for Philip and their ministry to us today. We pray that you'll refresh them. He that refreshes others will himself be refreshed. And we ask you to pour out great grace on them as they prepare to minister tonight. Thank you for the healing testimony, even of how you touched Vladimir's body. And we pray that you'll maintain that and give them grace tonight to pour out what's been poured into them. We're grateful for the impartation we received today and pray that you'll be with us always and be with them always. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, I'm sure, would you greet people in the lobby? Would that be okay? I'm sure some folks would like to say hi. All right. So they'll be out in the lobby for a few minutes. God bless you. Have a great week in the Lord. I love you guys.
Know that you are whole.